Senior Forestry Supervisor Cornelius Richards said since the explosive eruption of La Soufriere volcano began on April 9th, there has been extensive environmental degradation across the country. He highlighted some of the effects of the eruption on ecosystems in the forested areas.
You know, whenever we talk about environmental degradation, the first thing jumps to mind is humans. You know, humans, the anthropogenic agents, as we call them. But in some cases, you do have natural occurrences that can degrade what we consider the degradation of the environment. On April 9th, with the eruption of La Soufriere, we saw that. And for those who have been following our social media and national news agencies and so on, you would see the extent to which the effects of those eruptions they're having on our natural ecosystems. For example, our forests on the slopes of La Soufriere have been basically obliterated on the south, southwestern and western flanks of the volcano. And further south, we have seen tremendous damage in terms of our forest. Our wildlife is affected. In fact, for a moment there, we were very concerned about our national bird, which a significant part of its habitat fell within the red and orange zone. They seem to have, I wouldn't say bounced back, but we have not observed any major disruption in the population this time. But, you know, these things have a spin-on effect.
Mr. Richards said the nation's rivers and seas have also been severely affected and continue to be affected by the lahars or mud flows.
Our rivers are especially affected. As you know, the lahars, which is a new word that entered into the vocabulary of many Vincentians just about 3-4 weeks ago, is now a major concern. And we are seeing it after heavy rains, especially areas closer to the volcano. And of course, the lahars starts at the top of the volcano and they enter into the sea. So the entire chain of ecosystem agents and so on is affected. So our mountains are affected, forests, our rivers, beaches, our offshore, onshore, coastal seabeds, our grass beds, our coral reef fisheries, It's all impacted by the volcano.
Mr. Richards said the air quality has also been affected by the gases and ash from the explosive eruption of La Soufriere volcano.
You would have observed that the effect of some of the gases and dust worldwide, India, those countries in Asia and so on, Europe, they're all affected. Even in Egypt, Suez Canal and so on, they have documented some of these fallout from the volcano. So whenever events like this occur, it is simply not one of a particular area. It doesn't only affect a particular area. A lot of time, the effects are global.
That was Senior Forestry Supervisor Cornelius Richards. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.